This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was passed by Parliament this week. After the presidential assent, it has become a law. The legislation was passed in Lok Sabha on Thursday with 288 members supporting it and 232 against it, while the Rajya Sabha passed the bill on Friday with 128 members voting in favour and 95 opposing it. The president also gave assent to the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill 2025. Akashwani correspondent reports the central government, through the new law, aims to introduce significant reforms in enhancing the governance, transparency and efficiency of Waqf property management in the country. The Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Ram Nath Thakur, called on Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik at the Raj Bhavan, Itanagar yesterday. The meeting focused on advancing agricultural development in Arunachal Pradesh and addressing key issues related to the implementation and augmentation of central agriculture schemes in the state. During the interaction, the governor emphasized the importance of introducing and promoting modern and innovative technologies in the agricultural sector to enhance productivity and improve the socio-economic conditions of farmers in Arunachal Pradesh, a state predominantly reliant on agriculture. The Union Minister of State appreciated the initiatives taken by the state and assured the governor of the Union government's full cooperation in enhancing agricultural productivity and farmer welfare in Arunachal Pradesh. Professor Dr. Tani Natung and his team of doctors from Negrim's Shillong have received the Best of Indian Journal of Ophthalmology Award during the 40th Asia-Pacific Academy of Ophthalmology Congress held in New Delhi from April 3 to 6, 2025. This prestigious award was given for their research to predict the accuracy of post-cataract surgery refractive outcomes in Indian eyes. The research will serve as a valuable guide for ophthalmologists worldwide in enhancing the outcomes of cataract surgeries. Professor Dr. Natung hails from Lumdung village of Papu Valley, East Kameng District. The Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission successfully conducted its APPSCE Mains 2024 examination at Itanagar today. The four-day examination is being held across both the new and existing APPSC buildings. The next three consecutive papers have been scheduled for tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. To ensure a smooth and fair conduct of the examination, senior government officials have been designated as observers and coordinators. The APPSCE is being conducted for 140 vacancies after a gap of 4 years. Earlier, Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post, wished all the aspirants appearing for APPSCE Mains 2024. Khandu in his post urged the aspirants to remain calm, stay confident and give their best shot. The Arunachal Pradesh unit of the Bharatiya Janata Party celebrated the 46th Foundation Day at the state BJP headquarters in Itanagar today. The celebration served as a moment of unity and reaffirmation for party workers who paid tribute to the founding leaders and pledged continued dedication to the party's mission. Addressing the gathering, state BJP President Kaling Moyong extended heartfelt congratulations to all BJP karyakartas, supporters and leaders on the occasion. To mark the 46th BJP Foundation Day and the 135th birth anniversary of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar, the state BJP unit has announced a week-long celebration from today to April 14th next. The league stage of the 20th Tadatang State Level Football Tournament 2025 concluded yesterday, marking the end of a fiercely competitive round that saw thrilling matches and remarkable performances. With the league phase now complete, 8 teams have officially qualified for the quarterfinals. Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, Capital Complex, Kepanyor, West Siang, Namsai, Changlang and Siang will continue their quest for their prestigious title. The much-anticipated quarterfinals is taking place today, featuring high-stakes encounters. The 13th Inter-College Youth Festival 2025 is set to take place at the Rajiv Gandhi University from tomorrow till April 9th next among the students from various affiliated colleges of RGU. Chief Minister Pema Khandu will inaugurate the program, while MLA Namsai Chaur Zignu Namchum has consented to grace the occasion as the guest of honour. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.